Bobley. He was an Aboriginal barrister that he's passed now, unfortunately. He came down, he took the case up for me with Eric Wilson. And there was a letter sent from the judge, Pat O'Shane at the time, congratulating me. And when I came out of court, he kissed me on the forehead and said, good. What is so good about having to fight for what you believe is right? You know, I didn't get a big head out of it. I wanted to take them on because it was so many times that they knocked my little camp down. When you're born in a country and you only know one country, I don't know Queensland. I've never ever been outside of my father's country other than Cootamundra. And then going to Sydney for holidays and then working my way home here. And then have to be hit with the bulldozing, you know, and every time you look over your shoulders, they were developing. And then, you know, I saw them develop and I asked the question on several occasions, what's going on there? Oh, they're building a block, a person leased or bought a block there. And so we had to move. Oh, so, okay. So, you know, that's what was going on. So they, and at the, about the seventh time when we were being bulldozed around, I thought, when we made our home near the high school there, okay, so they wanted to allow a pony club there, the council. So I said, all right, you can have your pony club. You're going to have me too with the pony here. But, you know, this is what I was thinking. Oh, no, I said to my de facto at the time, I'm not going to move. But the others moved, and I didn't. So I took the Shire on there, and I fought the Shire. Pat O'Shane at the time, she was caught at Moree. There was some sort of commotion going on there where Aboriginals were concerned. She couldn't get down to this. So what happened was there was two others. Al Grasby was caught at Beirut. He couldn't get home. He was caught up in some sort of fighting that was going on there. So at the time, you had a George Squire and a Philip Moss that came down to see what was going on. And that's it. So I said, no, I'm not moving. So there was a chappie, Ormy McLeod, that leases that all that land out there. And I didn't know. Oh, he owns this. So we, no, they said he's leasing it. So I said, all right. So he can lease part of it, so he can provide a home for me. There's so many times I've moved through these bulldozings that went on. So that's when I fought the Shire and I won out in the local court in Wentworth.
So you won the case, you won the court case at in the Wentworth courthouse?
Yep. Yes, I won that case. And I'm still not allowed back there, would you believe?
You know, what were you fighting in court?
I was fighting my rights. All right, so if they, you know, if they asked me if I squatted, yeah, so I'm one of the early squatters, so I'm going to fight my, you know, this is my part of the country. I came home to it. I was taken away from it.
You know now that a New South Wales squatter by the name of Mr. Love was granted possession of land by the Privy Council back in 1898, under the Nullum Tempus Act. Would you like that same opportunity?
I'm working that way, Debbie. That's exactly where I'm going, Debbie.
How far would you be prepared to take it?
As far as the High Court of Australia. I'm not going to go away without a fight, Debbie. But I didn't think I'd ever come home to a fight, Debbie. I thought I'd come home to something that I was provided, that I was given, that was handed to me.